Previously, with Martin Bester.
I see that the actress Ashley Judd was in hospital here in South Africa, and she was full of praise of this particular hospital in Johannesburg. Which one do you think it is? She had an incident, an injury from filming the Conga, I think it was. And when you hear that famous people, you know, come to our country and it happens, and they end up in a hospital here, you just like hope to yourself, hope you get some really good service.
Yes, please.
You want the best for your guests, don't you? She had a leg injury. And she said the following. I mean, this is like the public endorsement you want. I want to give my deepest and most vulnerable thanks to Sunninghill Hospital in Johannesburg, South Africa, for making split-second decisions upon my arrival. An Instagram post said, I arrived to them from the DRC in terrible shape. My leg had no pulse. I desperately needed a blood transfusion. And their sisters, nurses, are exemplary, technically top-notch.
Wow.
And they cared for the trauma in my body as well as my soul with equal proficiency.
Shoo.
Take that for review.
Even your soul.
Five stars. She says Sunninghill is a world-class and a wonder. Thank you to my trauma surgeon and head of nursing, hospital management, and everyone. That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm very proud.
It's a great hospital. It's a great hospital.
I live just there. That's why I don't get low chitty.
Lucky enough to live in walking distance of it for many, many, many years of my life. And it is a fantastic, expensive parking, but fantastic hospital.
Really, okay.
It's cramped parking, but lovely hospital. It really is. I know some good surgeons there as well over the years, and seriously good. I mean, the question that's begging is, if you had to recommend a hospital to someone from outside, which one would you recommend?
I don't have a hospital. I've never been hospitalized, and touch wood, no one in my family either, ever. Believe
like
it or
wisdom
not.
Teeth or anything?
No. Wow. None of that. I'm that lucky.
Do you know that the first one that came to mind for me, and I'm sure I wasn't alone, when I heard that she was in hospital here, is that I just assumed it would be Mill Park because it's where Madiba was. And Mill Park is close to where I stay, and I used to drive past it often when he was in hospital there. And so in my head, when there's someone important that needs top care, that's the place.
A lot of the continental dignitaries end up at Mill Park.
Oh.
Yeah. I think, was Robert Mugabe not there at one stage?
Oh.
He was. Yeah, so also a good one. I suppose, yeah, it's about your experience.
Yeah, the thing is, I can't say anything because I've experienced one hospital that I'm not going to drag with my mom many, many years ago. And that's many years ago. You don't know where they are right now or in the last 5 years even.
She even posted a beautiful picture of her and the doctors and the staff.
Ach, cute man.
It's like a feel-good story. I'm really, really proud. Well done if you work at Sunninghill Hospital. This is why some days you give that extra bit of effort, right? Especially in these times, because more people now have interactions with hospitals, unfortunately, than ever before. That's why we're doing a thing called Share the Love, because we want to know, if you had COVID-19 and you had a great experience like this, I mean, Ashley Judd, obviously, I think she, after people pretty well.
I hope so.
Bit of a flower and a like expensive chocolate, I don't know. But we want to reward hospital staff, caregivers, nurses with a beautiful TLC experience courtesy of Times Square. It includes a stay in a beautiful hotel. Love that hotel. It's amazing. It's a bit of a massage, aromatherapy if you like, dinner, breakfast, VIP room drop. You know, that kind of thing, like a real spoil. If you want to nominate someone, you can do it very simply. You hop onto social media the way that Ashley Judd did. She just didn't hashtag share the love. Anything wrong with her post? Share the love. You can also drop us a voice note. You can just let us know then a voice note who you'd like to nominate to get the special treatment.
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.